Uh-oh.
That's fine.
Let me adjust it.
So Om Ganach Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So I'm very much ingratiated to you all for saying these words and encouraging me in my devotional service to Srila Prabhupada and to also my god brothers and to the whole disciplic succession. Actually, I'm here in Fiji because of my desire to serve my god brother Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Many, many years ago, before anyone here was born, I was hankering very much to serve Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And I was situated in a different zone. I was in South America. And after that, in Miami, where actually I gave Vasudev a Lakshmi conch. So I was serving Vasudev many, many years ago. What, 50, 80 years ago or something like that? Many years. You know, 20, 30, whatever it is. So I was serving Vasudev in Miami, and then when I heard about the glories of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I was thinking that actually it's very important for all of us to have a mentor in Krishna consciousness. We've been talking a lot about this lately, how to keep the devotees stable and steady in Krishna consciousness. Every single devotee needs someone they can go to reveal their mind, to give them advice. And I was looking around the movement and I thought, well, I would like to have Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj as a mentor and actually work for him, because I was so inspired by his dedication to Srila Prabhupada's book distribution, to his service to Srila Prabhupada during the final days, to his willingness to go to countries where nobody was preaching before, like China, and carry out the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So this inspired me, so this desire rose in my heart. And then, when you have desires, it's very interesting. There's this one book in the West, none of you have read it, I don't think. It's called The Secret. Maybe some of you have heard of it. That means, when you have a desire, somehow or other, it manifests. Now, that of course depends in the material world on your karma. But in the spiritual realm, the desire manifesting occurs because of Krishna's will. So because I had the desire to serve Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj and take his association and accept him as a mentor in my Krishna consciousness, then while I was the GBC chairman, this was I think in 1989 or something like that, that I got a call from him and he said, we have this problem in Fiji. I'm not going to tell you what the problem was. It's still here. Or maybe he's still here. But anyway, so he said, we have this problem in Fiji. You know what I'm talking about. So you come to Fiji and solve it. Because I was the GBC chairman. So I thought, well, fly to Fiji, serve this great Vaishnava, and spend a few days in Fiji and then go off somewhere else. So I flew into Fiji with Lotuka. And I spent a whole week dealing with the problem. Didn't solve the problem. However, during that whole week, I was in regular association with Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj and getting advice from him and just seeing how dedicated he was to serving Prabhupada and also appreciating how dedicated the devotees were here in Fiji and how well trained up they were in Krishna consciousness and also what good cooks they were, by his mercy. And I remarked to him on the phone, and I've told everybody this before, that the cooking here is amazing. And he said, just wait till you'll taste the politics. It's even more amazing than the cooking. More spicy. garam masala. So I thought he was just joking, but I found that the words of a pure devotee are always true. And I've learned a lot through the from taking garam masala here. Like all these qualities people are talking about that they see in me, a lot of them have been manifest by my interactions here, having to learn to tolerate and do different things here. So I thank him very much for this opportunity to serve. So anyway, so seriously, I feel that my being here is service to Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj Gurudev, and I'm just so grateful to you all to allow me to serve him and to associate with him through my activities here, through my interactions with everybody. And I find the most satisfying thing of all my service in Fiji, you know, I go and preach and I eat a lot of prasadam. That's satisfying too. But the most satisfying thing is the interactions with the devotees and the being able to care for the devotees. I had one instance recently. It was just, no, I hope you don't mind I mentioned your name. Like Sri Kama, she had some health issue. And so I visited her in the hospital because I actually like to care for the devotees. I don't see a difference between one person's disciples and another person's disciples. If we are seeing a difference, this is Krishna's illusory energy. It's Kali who's forcing us, Kali is attempting to force us to divide amongst ourselves and interfering with the Krishna consciousness movement. So I personally don't see a difference. I don't see it that someone is my disciple, someone is not my disciple, someone is this, someone is that. I just see that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna, and my duty is to serve. So given the example of Sri Kama, I went to the hospital, visited her, and I was very happy to do that. And then recently she expressed to me how grateful she was for that, and I just, that to me is the most satisfying thing. And the reason I'm telling that story is that if I can teach anything or encourage any sort of change in consciousness here, I would like you all to feel like that too. To feel that the most satisfying thing is if you can connect with someone and help them in Krishna consciousness and also help them in this world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita, states that we as devotees have many needs, not just the need to connect to Krishna, which of course is the most important need. But we have other needs, like everyone here needs to breathe. Is there anyone here who doesn't need to breathe? Is anyone here doesn't need to eat prasadam? We have needs for friendship, we have needs for care, we have needs to make our own decisions in life, which is called autonomy. And so, caring for each other means to see that everyone's needs are being fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada also said this in a letter to one temple president. He said the temple president's business is to make sure that everyone in the temple is jolly and eating enough prasadam. So in other words, seeing that everyone's needs, like Prabhupada would get upset when someone didn't have sufficient clothes and they were coughing because it was too cold. So Prabhupada was concerned with all of our needs. In the same way, my personal request to all of you, and this is how you can serve your spiritual master, whoever your spiritual master is, and ultimately we're all serving Prabhupada, is to be concerned with everyone else's needs. Para dukkha dukkhi. We hear this statement often in reference to Vasudeva Dutt, that he was ready to go to hell to liberate everyone. So we should be ready to give our blood, our sweat, and our tears to give love to other people, to be concerned with their needs, to go out of our way, to sacrifice our own happiness, to help others. And that will be the most satisfying thing for you. It is the most satisfying thing for me. When I hear someone say, thank you very much, you helped me spiritually, thank you very much, you helped me go through this crisis in life, Thank you very much. You encouraged me. You set a good example. And because of that, I'm practicing Krishna consciousness. To me, that is the most satisfying thing. Much more satisfying than eating tasty prasadam. Much more satisfying than hearing myself glorified. Much more satisfied than anything I can think of. To help others and to hear that reciprocation, understanding how we've helped others. So on this day, my humble request is that you consider yourselves servants of everyone else. Of course, we're servants of our Guru. But this is what the Guru wants. I saw that in the case of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He was concerned for each and every disciple. He would call disciples when they were on their deathbed from around the world and speak to them. And I became inspired by that example. I mean, a lot of whatever I am today is by the example of God brothers like Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And of course, Srila Prabhupada's example. But I learned from my God brothers. And I actually learned from my disciples too. We should not be so proud that we cannot learn from anybody. So we should somehow or other develop this love for each other, loving exchanges, revealing the mind in confidence, giving gifts, accepting gifts, not just respecting the Guru, but respecting each other. Respecting each other means to serve each other, to give each other the benefit of the doubt. That means oftentimes when we see someone doing something, we want to condemn them or think they're acting in a devious or a non-Krishna conscious way. But to basically giving them the benefit of the doubt means to have the understanding that they're trying the best that they can to please Krishna. Look at each and every devotee and cherish each and every devotee. Value each and every devotee. Prabhupada said, it takes gallons of blood to make a devotee, and take care of each and every devotee. Glorify each and every devotee, not just me, not just your guru, but each and every one of you should be glorifying and caring for each other. And that's my humble message on this day. So thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj Ki Jai.
Thank you very much.